V-E-7-F-L-Z. Good morning. The time is 5 a.m.
Victor Alpha 5, Tango Mike, V5 Mike Charlie.
V5MC, V5RDB.
Holy mackerel, how you doing, Roy? There's a guy you don't hear too often. You're coming in good, are you in Moose Jaw or somewhere else?
Nope, leaving Moose Jaw, just heading into Regina. No, I just turned the radio on. I just caught the last of your call there. I wasn't sure if you were finishing a conversation or what was going on, so. No, just starting the commute into Regina.
Oh, okay. Well, when you get there, you can go on the SEP212 and still get into the RLP there. Anyway, oh, well, good to hear you there. Yeah, that's good. I often wonder if there's somebody else in Moose Jaw actually monitoring something. But, of course, we're Simplex here, but that's okay, because I'm on the base station here today, so we'll be good. I was just calling Tom there, VA5 Tango Mike, operator of the node here, but he's going to Saskatoon. He's probably already on his way over.
It's supposed to be a nice day, plus six. So, looks like, and then I think it's supposed to get cold again. So, oh well, it's February. Not much he can do about it.
That's right, yeah, and, you know, spring's coming eventually, I'm sure. It always does. So. Yeah, I saw 10 today. Wow, that's going to be a 30-kilometer wind, mind you, but, you know, still, we'll take it, that's for sure. We lost a lot of that snow we got already. Water was running yesterday, as you know, and the car is already dirty, so I'm sure today we'll put a pretty big dent in it over.
Yeah, I noticed the front lawn there at the house. You can start seeing some grass poking through, and it was gone before that last snowstorm, so... first sign of spring, I guess. I'd still like to see another big dump. We need a lot of moisture down here. It'd be a great way to start off the spring.
Yeah, well, March is usually the big snowmaker, so I was talking to one of the guys at the Water Security Agency, and they make them put out a forecast and tell it to everybody how terrible it is, but they don't really like to give one in February. Because, you know, you get a couple good storms in March and everything's fine again, and farmers still get to go to Hawaii every year.
Yeah, they got to stay home. Yeah, I mean, rain, I mean, I'd rather take the rain, too, a couple of good days of slow rain. We could use that, too, in, you know, April or May. I've always been trying to bring my grass back at home, but... I keep swearing I'm just going to give up on it because it's such a big yard and the water costs me so much. Keep saying I'm going to bring some rock in and save some money.
Yeah, it's not even all that for me. I'm just too lazy to cut it. I'd rather dig it all up, put in gravel. Yeah. Oh, well. Well, you know, even that, had some friends do that a while ago, and the seeds from the weeds blow into the gravel, and you still got to weed it and spray it and everything. It's kind of more of a pain, over.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially I've seen those people do that crushed rock and stuff, and it looks really nice, but, yeah, it wouldn't be fun to try and get the weeds out of there, especially if you got to get on your hands and knees to pull them out.
Yeah, if you don't mind spraying, you know, some kind of chemical on it, you can easily look after it, I guess, but that's the thing. So even they're warning now some chemical that they use, probably mosquito repellent, I don't know. At the golf courses, if you live within a mile of those things, you can get Alzheimer's from it or something. I don't know. So maybe I've already got it. So, yeah, I don't know. There's always something out there. They want to use strychnine. You probably saw that. Is it for the golfers? Yeah. And they can't allow that, so in some places. I guess there's a fine balance between using these things and necessitating them over?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm sure you'd probably remember as a kid. Like, I remember in Weyburn, they used to, for mosquitoes, they'd bring the city truck would come around, and they would tell everybody, because you had to get in the house, and I think it was Melafine and diesel fuel, and they would just miss, and it was the whole neighborhood. And, it, I mean, you knew the smell of it, but, yeah, it killed the mosquitoes. But, of course, it wasn't good for you. But we were out in Ontario for lacrosse last year. And I went into a home hardware, and I was quite surprised. You can't get much out there for even chemicals for your lawn or weed, because they have outlawed so much in Ontario.
I don't know what that is. They spray for the canker worms every year, too. That's probably not quite as bad, but... well, I guess you're getting on your way there. You're getting a little bit fluttery. Not the problem, but... Anyway, have a good trip. I imagine it's pretty good driving anyway, so you should have no problem. What are you going to the big city for today, over?
One of our techs is taking off this morning to go to Mexico. I don't know why, but he is, so I'm filling in for him for a week, so I'll be working downtown Regina for a week. I cringe. I hate going down there.
Yeah, well, I guess, well, that's why you get the big bucks, right? I was just looking on a map. They're trying to get travel resumed now to Puerto Vallarta. But there's still places in Mexico like Acapulco and stuff they don't recommend you go. So, but I guess any foreign country, you just never know, eh? So, PV is considered one of the safest places in Mexico, but...